views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Something, a new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Everyone, welcome to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show, we shine the spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyle, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. I love that particular intro more than anything for today, and I'm really excited to do today's show because I'm your guest. I'm actually the host and the guest today. I've had so many questions lately come up to me as a nutritionist that I thought, you know what, I think there needs to be a show. And so as I start today's show, and it really is, we're going to go all over the place with nutrition and health and food and eating and the relationship with food, because I've been doing this for a very long time, but the way that I've been doing it is a little differently than I think a lot of people. And it, to me, it's all about the relationship with food. And so anytime I've ever had a client come to work with me and ask me to support them and help them reach a certain goal that they have, they always come to me with a very, I'm going to call it a surface goal, something that they can really, you know, see, something that they're visually unhappy with, or their energy level, like something they're feeling. But I always start and say, you know what, let's find out what kind of relationship you're having with your food first. And this may sound kind of like, what do you mean? I've got to eat. I've got to not eat. This is what I do. This is what I struggle. But as we go through things, I want to share the story of really why I even became so, what I did fall in love with food. And to be honest with you, the whole story starts where I actually hated food. It was so inconvenient to me as a child, and especially as a teenager, to have to eat. This was so annoying. It was just so disruptive to my schedule. And I hated that this existed. I used to ask my mom if there was ever a way that we could just avoid this whole eating business and skip over it. And is there not a magic pill? Like, just pick it, you get fueled up, and you're ready to go. Well, many, many years later, I'm so glad that that didn't exist, because there's so much pleasure when it comes to food. And I've never felt so empowered to be able to work with food on so many different levels. And so I'm going to kick this entire story off so that you can really maybe connect with me to where I'm coming from when I talk about food. Is as a teenager, as I just said, it was so disruptive to my schedule. I was so annoyed about having to eat. It just was so much time, and I wasn't even the one doing the grocery shopping or cooking at this time, obviously. So you can imagine when I stepped out on my own, this was even more of a problem. But I didn't realize how much food was a part of me. Like, it was my food is the building blocks of which we are made, and if anything is pretty much going wrong in your life, please look at your food. When I was a teenager, I eventually became so ill, so malnutritioned, that I had just, everything was going wrong. My skin was turning green. My hair was falling out. I was grumpy. Like, I was just really unhappy. I couldn't think clearly. I was starting to black out, which later found out that I was actually borderline diabetic. And then when I finally went through the big, okay, what's going on? What's wrong with me? The doctor came back with some test results and said I absolutely had an intestinal disease, as well as being here borderline diabetic. And this was the turning point of my life, when the doctor looked at me as a teenager and said, well, this is going to be an easy thing to tell you, Lisa. You got two choices. You can either eat correctly and healthy for your body, or you can die. And let me tell you, sitting there looking across at a man, a doctor telling me this, I believed him. I was scared. But then as soon as I realized I was scared, I realized he gave me a choice that I could totally do. I got this. I can eat healthy. And I don't like the word challenge usually in life. I don't like that. I like the word invitation. Something a little bit more gentler to the mind and something more gentle on the heart. But this challenge I did take on. I went home and I shared with my dad and stuff. And my dad said, oh, well, you do know that your grandmother had lots of books because she was a midwife and it was all about nutrition with women being pregnant. So he lent me these books that were so old. And of course, I love old things. So I just started learning about vitamins and nutrients and what each one did. And then I started really feeling powerful because it wasn't just this task, this like chore that I had to do in my life. I actually got to start creating my life based on what I was eating. Now, as a young teenager, this is something I could only go to what experience I had so far. You know, I didn't know about other people eating. I hadn't even gone through all the challenges in life that women and men go through as our bodies do get wear and tear on them, to use the word aging. But so as I really started changing my entire health, my energy level started growing. My hair started growing. My skin didn't look green, which is, you know, that's kind of a nice thing. As life kind of went on, there were more and more challenges, like just different health challenges that came up. And I always turned to food and thought, what can I eat? What can I not eat? Because there's certainly a lot of things. I think today in our life and the way the world is working right now, most people come to me and it's me more or less letting them know what they shouldn't be eating because these things are poisoning them or harming them or they're doing stuff in their body that's really not good for them. Now, this whole while, me feeling really empowered and loving the control that I had, if I made the choices, if I put myself in the driver's seat of really what I was going to eat and what time I was going to put into it and how far I would go to get the food. My mother was sick all my life and she suffered and suffered. And so, of course, I got into my head that, well, if I could heal myself with food, I've got to be able to heal mom with food. Like, this is it. And so that's truly where I do believe my whole path of being a nutritionist began, with my own decision, my own interest, my own passion. And that's a pretty strong driving force. I had great results for myself, and I thought, I can do this. So that's really where the journey started, as in me finding out, what can food, I love this line that I kind of created. It. You know how you talk about in a relationship, you ask other people in a business partnership or a romantic relationship, and you say, what are you bringing to the table? What's your part? Well, I always ask, my food, what are you food? What are you doing? What are you bringing to my table of health? And that's always something I often want to think about for myself. And I want others to think about for themselves, thinking about, like, we're going to start here head to toe, literally go through some nutrition here, right from the head and the brain and then to the heart and to the digestive system, right down to like every part of your body. I want to cover a little bit just to get an overview and maybe connect and see what you're doing in your life with your food that you can make a big difference in just such a short little tweak. The second step that I wanted to share with you about how nutrition really kicked in for me was my first steps of career, because you know you always have a lot of little jobs along the way, but I decided that I kind of went and looked at the health food stores. And I was going to, you know, work in a health food store and talk about supplements and all the things, but I wasn't quite there yet. I hadn't had enough experience of life and what goes on in life and what could happen to one person in life. So weight loss, there's so many weight loss clinics, and I believe this is still a major industry. So off to the weight loss clinic I go, and I was interviewed, and I thought, oh, meal planning. Well, this is for me. I can help women. Majority was women. I can help these women do meal planning. I'm really good at this. And gave me an opportunity to learn some of the macronutrients, which they call the big chunks of stuff that you kind of have to get into your diet. And so as I learned, I thought, yes, I really like this. But also I learned the majority of any part of a weight loss program was counseling. So I was a counselor. And this is where I thought, oh, I like this. But what I hated was the pain that these women were going through because of their relationship with food. It was so much crying, so much hard pressure on oneself and such judgment. Like you had scale day, you know, we'd get weighed on the Friday. No, actually, it was blood pressure on Friday. Monday was B12. Wednesdays was measurements, and Fridays was B12 measurements, blood pressure. If they can remember this 20 years ago, and it always felt like such. They knew they were coming in, so it was like, they wanted to come in if they knew they were doing well. They didn't want to come in if they feared they hadn't done well or that they knew they had done something bad. And I thought, what a horrible, painful, abusive system to every day, all day long. And then when you do need the coaching the most and you need someone to help you and guide you, you're afraid to come in. You're going to be punished in some way or another. And emotional punishment, oh my goodness, it breaks my heart when I think of emotional punishment. And that's when, after I'm trying to think how long I was in the weight loss industry, it was years and years, I decided that I would come up with a program. And I did, and it's called Dating Your Diet, How to Fall in Love with the Right Food for You. And I really want to remove that judgment and that pressure and that horrible feeling of not being good enough and just find out what's good for you and what's right for you. And that became how I started launching, doing seminars and workshops and teaching people what certain foods my favorite thing is. And we use this picture to let everybody know about this show today was an avocado. I didn't even know how to pick an avocado out. So this was one of my most fun things to do is bring food, just bring a bunch of food and talk about it. What does it do? Why should you eat it? Why should you not eat it? And the most important thing too is I brought foods that we don't want you to eat because they're very harmful. And there's substances. I'm not even going to call them foods, but there are substances that we put into our bodies. And I'm going to name one now, like antibiotics. Maybe you're not even choosing to put that into your body or not, but you're eating it if you're choosing certain foods. So before this, I had a couple questions come through. I'm going to answer them as we go through the show here. But I created a little document, and a lot of people would say, well, why should I? You know, like that, nobody else does this, or that's too hard, or all these things, but why should I do this? So I have the top few why should I questions and statements. I'm going to share them with you, but before I do, I'm going to be a little sassy here. And I did create a fun program about a year and a half ago. I did a little a workshop, and I did call it letting everybody know it is a little sassy. It's how to F all day and get a flat tummy. Because honestly, so many people are always about, how can I get a flat tummy? How can I get a flat tummy? Now, the F here, of course, stands for fun. And I'm going to be talking about all the F words that we really do want to make sure that we're on top of and do change your entire health. I'm going to name them and we're going to talk about them. I'm going to be talking about fiber, fuel, fluids, fats, and fermented foods. So right there, that's beyond a show's worth. So, but I do want to touch on all of them, and I'll tell you what. As we go from head to toe, there are going to be so many things that come up that you might have not thought about, or maybe you did them once during a cycle, or you're on a certain diet, and then you just forgot about them. One of the questions I will answer by the end of the show is somebody wrote in on Facebook and asked, give me a heads up on what food items I should have in my, not should have, but, you know, that will help them stay on track to keep eating healthy, to be in their energized state. What kind of foods would help if they had them in their house at all times? You know, let me just on the list as a regular. And, in fact, I'm going to share one of those foods with you right now, coconut oil. Everybody, cold pressed organic coconut oil, be sure to keep that. And that, we'll talk about one of the F's right now. The reason why I'm saying coconut oil is because it's a beautiful fat. Oh, look at that. On to commercials. They come back. Fat.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Join me, Tammy Adams, intuitive life coach and spiritual healer, for my new show, Karma Talk. Learn how to get rid of your karma so that you can start living the life you are meant to live. I am not going to tell you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. Join me on Wednesday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time for Karma Talk on Om Time Radio.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, and I'm jumping right back in here because I want to squeeze this all in. We're talking about the foods that you, well, first of all, one of the multiple F words, which we love, and why fats and certain fats are great to have in your diet, and really a must. They have to be. You have to have these healthy fats. They're amazing for you, and why some fats are just not good for you at all on any level ever. So I start off with mentioning about coconut oil. This is cold pressed organic coconut oil. Love, love, love this. Often people will say to me, you know what, I'm on a I'm glad that people are recognizing that sugar is a major culprit, but still there's a lot of people that are afraid to eat the healthy fats. I want to do a couple myths busting, and I'm going to give you a few tips on fats. These are so important to make sure that you're eating them correctly. And when I say eating them correctly, I mean, how are you cooking them? How are you storing them? Because they can go rancid very quickly. And this is so detrimental inside your body. Do not want this. If you have flax seeds or if you have any, oh, we're going to talk about all that. But I just want to make sure that you may have started out with a great food product, a food source, and it can turn. So why do we want to eat healthy fats? This is so important for everybody. The healthy fats in your body, first of all, great shape, they eat away at the bad fat. They actually help you break down the bad fats like an emulsifier. It just smooths away. The fats, our brains are 60% fat. If your brain isn't getting that proper food, that insulation to protect all those nerves that are up there, this is a very in pain brain. We have to have our fats for our brain. We have to have fats to help us make hormones. And when I say hormones, this is everything from thyroid to adrenaline, not just the sex hormones, like every hormone that's going through your body. We need these fats. So think about fats as helping you to keep the weight. These are healthy fats to keep your weight at a healthy level, to protect your brain, and to make amazing hormones that do everything for you. I have a big problem with cholesterol-lowering drugs. This is a very dangerous thing to take and to work with. There are two things going on. If you are on a cholesterol-lowering drug, you know, you want to talk to your doctor about this if you are on them, because two things here. Cholesterol, 95% of the cholesterol in your body is made by your body. It is not consumed. This egg thing, this poor egg yolk's getting such a bad rap. There's so many beautiful nutrients in egg yolk. So when we're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, we are reducing the amount of cholesterol in the body, which is very protective to your arteries. When we have damage on the inside of our bodies by sugars and refined foods, that cholesterol is fat. It's a waxy substance, very slippery, and it seals up all the little tears inside your body that the blood clots are going to get stuck. So we want to keep their cholesterol flowing properly, and you want to keep your arteries flexible and movable, and that what we're going to watch is the sugar. Now, here's the thing. I mentioned that your brain is 60% fat. This is very important that we see that the cholesterol is protecting everything in your body. If you are lowering the cholesterol, your brain is going to be very Imagine it like it's lots of protectiveness for being sensitive. It's oversensitive now. And it's where a lot of people, they're showing up studies who people who are showing more violent attacks and suicidal thoughts. So I just really want people to be aware that this is a drug that we're taking. We're affecting our entire bodies. Another wonderful thing that you must know that cholesterol does. We talked about vitamin D. Vitamin D is a fat soluble vitamin, and it is important to every function in your entire body. We get vitamin D from the sunlight, but it's not like we get the sunlight and it just zaps vitamin D into our bodies. The sun's rays hit your skin. The cholesterol in your body then helps to convert it to the vitamin D that we use. This is a beautiful pairing. I love this relationship. I love that word. The relationship between the natural, how the earth works, how the planet works, how we work in the ecosystem, how we are taking that in. So if you are taking a cholesterol-lowering agent drug, you are diminishing, you're like actually wearing down how much vitamin D you're absorbing. Super, super important. It's one supplement I do recommend to everybody is the vitamin D. Liquid form, love it. Just a little cute little drop. So there you go. Love that. Now, fats, I'm just going to continue on the fat thing here. Really want to touch on if you are buying flaxseed, chia seeds, all these beautiful seeds, nuts. I'm going to throw nuts in here as well. Two things I want to share about this. It is so important. The fats that are in any foods are very delicate. I'm going to use that word. They're very delicate. And as the heat, and this is, well, you'll even notice because when you think of French fries and we put them in a deep fryer, which is really, really, really hot fat, they actually become trans fats. This is something we do not want to our body. It's very, very disruptive. And when we don't store those nuts and seeds properly, like in a fridge or somewhere cold, the heat can actually damage them, making the fat molecules very unstable. And as I said, they're very delicate. So when they become unstable, they get into your body. They do a lot of stuff that you don't want them doing. So very important, I'm storing them properly. Another thing is a lot of people are snacking on almonds and nuts and all these things. It is so important to soak them. And what do I mean by soaking them? This is one great thing to have on hand if you do, you know, their fats are very satiated. Like you feel so good when you have fat in your diet. You're not searching for food and hungry all the time. But really important that we soak the nuts and seeds. And I'll tell you why. There's something called phytic acid that's in these nuts and seeds that protect them from other things eating them, like little bugs and whatnot. So it's a very natural thing these nuts have, let's say almonds. And what they also do is they bind to the nutrients and the minerals inside them. So this phytic acid, let's say, is going on in an almond, doing its job, but it's binded to the calcium. So we're eating this, they say, oh, we're getting our calcium. Unfortunately, you're not getting your calcium because that phytic acid is hanging on to that calcium and your body cannot access it. So very important. If you want things, I love eating live food. And this really comes down to even with fats. You want it as anything and everything as live and as a great partnership, like a teamwork, like you're eating food so that you're getting something from it and you're being thankful for what it is and how it is. So soak them for about 8 hours is what I do. So I take your cup of almonds, put 2 cups of water, you know, filtered water over them, let them sit overnight, and then you can bring a less than a quarter cup. I always just bring a couple tablespoons. We do not need a lot of this either. That's very high in calories, but very necessary calories. On the fat thing, I want to share with everybody too that we have carbohydrates, we have proteins, and we have fats. Those are the three major ones. We're going to talk about all the little ones, but those are the three big ones. And when we think of carbohydrates, which is all of your grains and your fruits and your vegetables, those are all carbohydrates. Then you think about your proteins, and then I'm going to jump into fats. The fats are the ones that take the longest to digest, but they also provide the most calories, which is not a scary thing because we do need calories. That's like our gas. That's our fuel for our body, our vehicle. So very important that we do get those in. I mentioned avocado at the beginning. I love avocados because they really can beef up, quote unquote. I know that's a meat and protein, but they really can beef up a salad or something that's very light. Even when you think about having it as guacamole, I'm going to throw in, I almost wanted to jump into lime juice, but I'm going to hold off on that one. Those are something you want to have in your house at all times too. Lemons and limes. But so that's the avocado. Avocado is 80% of fruit. It's 80% monounsaturated fat. It's a very good fat to have. And finally, I do want to just talk last one about fats is your olive oils. Olive oils, they can be really be careful where you're buying them from, where they were pressed. Are they cold pressed? Are they mixed and blended? They have done so many studies on olive oils that over 80% of the olive oils that you're finding at your grocery stores and on the shelves are, in fact, not olive oil or not even a good kind, or they've gone rancid. It's very important that I always buy, if I do buy a large bottle of oils or fats or anything like that, I take out what I think I would consume in a week, and I keep it in a separate container, because what can make that go rancid is air, so oxidization. So you want to reduce the amount of times that you're opening a container and closing it, pulling it out into normal temperatures versus the fridge. So fat is very important for all those reasons. I know I ran through them really quickly. At any point, just remember that you can always email me, jump on the Facebook and ask any particular questions that you'd like, and I will just post the answers for you. But definitely let's run through these lists a little bit more here. I'm going to jump into explaining, first of all, that when you think of those three things, we have the carbohydrates, the proteins, and the fats, which we just talked about. As you know, Sarah, I didn't really say fat gives you all this energy, did I? It's not like I said, you're going to eat fat and then just go, woo, I'm ready to go. The woo, I'm ready to go, is coming from your carbohydrates. That's your fuel. Now, everybody, I remember 20 years ago, this was major, major when the Atkins diet was coming out and everybody was on a super low carb diet, which is correct. You don't want to ever consume more of anything that you don't need. But if you need it, you must consume it. It's a very fair exchange here. The world kind of made our bodies in a great way. It's very sensitive, it's very logical, and we just kind of got to look at, okay, well, what does my lifestyle look like? How much fuel do I need? If I'm going on a long trip, like your car would, I need more gas. If I'm going on a shorter trip, then I don't need so much. So when I talk about carbohydrates, very important to recognize that there are many kinds of carbohydrates. This is something that breaks down into sugar. On some level, at some point, this is what happens. So the F, one of our fun Fs that were in here, was fiber. So you're going to get your fiber from the world of carbohydrates. So carbohydrates, we're talking all your fun starches, all the tasty, yummy things, which some are terrific to have and some are just not so great. And then we have your vegetables, which I've never met. Well, I have met a few vegetables I don't like, but not many. Love vegetables. This is something you want to eat, and it's going to make you feel fantastic. Has so many nutrients and good things. We're going to jump back into that. And then your fruits. Holy vitamins. Every time I think of fruits, I just think of vitamin C all over the place. But that's also a fun thing, too, because it can break down into that sugar sooner, faster, easier. But they're all important to have into your diet. And I am one. I love reading about the different diets that come out, especially the Eat Right for Your Blood Type. I am an A positive. I used to joke around telling my mom that I told her I was perfect. I'm an A plus. So I tend to fall right in line with that diet that says I would thrive more on a vegetarian style diet. But it doesn't mean I never have meat. It means that I have, again, what works well for me. I can feel when I would like some meat, if my body's feeling a little low. This is the biggest thing, too. Be very in tune with your body. Just have a little chat, check in with it. Like, how are you feeling on those energy levels? Do they rise and fall? Do they swoop? Are you overweight? Are you underweight? Are your bowels working? We are going to talk about bowels, because this is the two major things that people come to me besides the weight loss. Always is energy and bowels. Would never have thought that. I think my top year for talking about bowels and digestive systems and colon was in 2011. I was like the year, I think every one of my clients was constipated, which is a very scary thing. And this is why the F, the fiber in our carbohydrates is so, so important. So I check to see how much my commercial time in here. Yes, we're good. So I want to talk about the carbohydrates that you're choosing. Think about one thing. I just said to you, it's for fuel. This is your gas. This is your get-and-go stuff. So when do you really need that? Do you need that at the end of your day when you're going to sit down and rest or, try to calm down? No, but you do need, you could have some of it, because what happens with every beautiful carbohydrate that you eat, you do get that spike of fun energy and a little bit of like pep, but then you do have a little bit of a come down. And this is perfect for helping you to come down and say, you know what, I feel really happy. I didn't deny myself anything. I didn't overeat. I'm feeling great. And the thing that tags along with carbohydrates, hopefully you're not getting the refined ones. When I say refined, that means it's been stripped of the stuff that your body has to work at, break down to get to that sweet, sugary part in there. But it's all that fiber on the outside. You want to eat things with fiber. You want to work at your food. You want to have to chew things and swallow that too, because the thing is that's fiber, that's your leftover fiber, and that actually goes through, and I call it like the toilet brush scrubber. It's like a little scrubby brush. It goes through all your systems and goes choo 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 choo, and it cleans up everything that gets really gummy and sticky in there. And a lot of times what you'll notice that if you feel like you're bloated, or you just not even a bloated, not like a fluidy or gassy bloated, but a very hard solid kind of tummy all the time, this is and there's our commercial. We are coming back to how to get a nice flat tummy.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this, she even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I love when commercials come on that are so perfect. I'm going to blend. I have this note to say because I'm just hearing about the beautiful dating, which is relationships, and then animals, which is cats commercials, is that we are also unique enough. We're all the same and we eat the same thing kind of, but we are unique and your pets are unique. They do not eat the food that you eat. This is very important that we actually shouldn't even eat most of the food that we eat because they're so engineered these days. But we also want to be very careful that never give egg rolls to your cat. But so I just wanted to make a mention, I love animals so much. And I thought that was very important to bring up. But so going to bring it back to, we're talking about the gut. I want to talk about the gut, and that's why I was talking about the carbohydrates and the fiber and why that's really important. So if everybody, I remember asking this a couple years ago, if we were to talk about the immune system, I know you're going to be like, why are we talking about the immune system now? The reason is, if I were to ask you, where is your immune system? You know, is it in your fingertip? Is it in your knee, your foot? It's everywhere, but it's 80% in your gut. That's your gut. Your gut is your health. If we do not have healthy guts, we will not have healthy health. So this is why I talk so much about those carbohydrates, back to them again, and the fiber, and now I want to touch on fermented food, and I'm going to throw all that together. Here's the thing. You've got your small intestines, you've got your large intestines. The small intestines is where that immune system is. This entire, it's another being. It's in there, but you want to have a good relationship with it, and you want to work with it. And you might even recognize when somebody says to you, oh, I have butterflies in my stomach. You know, that's a happy feeling. There are so many of the same brain neurotransmitters in your gut as in your brain. Like, it's an actual living being going on in there. If we continue to feed it, you know, squishy, sticky breads and pastas and no fiber and no nutrients, what really happens is we have these beautiful bacteria that are supposed to be living in there. They're supposed to be the healthy, happy ones that really keep you well, that keep you full of energy, that keep those headaches, you know, that you don't even get them. I'm going to talk about the little bacteria. That's where I'm bringing up this. So if you've got skin issues, if you've got energy issues, if you've got yeast issues, if you've got headaches, all those kind of things, that is, I guarantee you, is coming from your gut. And if you have aches or pains, inflammation, again, from the gut. A lot of people think it's the stomach. The stomach, it's more than a holding tank. It's not just a holding tank. It does have your hydrochloric acid, just think acid, that has to break down proteins like in meats and everything. But really, I want everybody right now, if there's something that you're suffering from and you're not feeling well and you'd like to change, I'd like you to focus on your actual gut, your small intestines, large intestines. Look at your carbohydrates you're eating. Vegetables, as we just talked about, they are so, so fiber-filled. You want fiber. You love fiber. Aim for 40 grams of fiber a day. This is, men need a little bit more, but we, you know what, you've got to get up there. You've got to get high up on that fiber list. If you're eating 10 grams of fiber a day, you're not eating enough. You want to have all this fiber in there. So here's the fun thing about fiber. Fiber is actually the food for your healthy bacteria. What is also food, but you don't want to give it to the bad bacteria, is sugars. So the more sugars and more refined foods that you eat, you're feeding the bad guys. And those bad guys have to poop. And that poop and all that stuff that comes out of the bad guys is what is making you feel not well. And you want to get control on this population of the bad guys and the good guys. We're all going to have bad guys. They kind of live there, but that's why you have the good guys. And the food that's amazing and wonderful for the good guys are the fermented foods. And there's all kinds of fermented foods. I was introduced to fermented foods not when I had the intestinal disease back when I was a teenager. I wish I knew then. But in 2010, I became extremely ill. I was eating raw honey, and something just didn't go well for me and got really sick. It took 3 months, actually. Lost a heck of a lot of weight. I was very uncomfortable, very weak, and as a nutritionist, it didn't look so good for me trying to help other people, and I couldn't figure it out. So I really thought, you know what? There's got to be a way. I'm going to do this, because I always go back to food is my medicine. So if I'm eating something that's made me sick, perhaps, or something's going on, then I'm going to eat something and I'm going to help myself. So raw milk and fermented foods became my only diet. The fermented food I started with was kefir, K-E-F-I-R. I myself chose to do it with a coconut kefir. It was coconut milk, so I had my good fats in there, because that's a really high enough fat quantity that I had energy. I could still keep my hormones going, keep all, you know, my cells all lubricated. But I started out with just that. And what it is fermented foods means there's a colony of bacteria that's in that food. And when you take a little bit in, it goes down and it feeds the healthy bacteria in your own gut. It's like taking medicine. You've heard of antibiotics. This is a probiotic. This is food for those little bacteria. So this actually changed my health, changed my life. It was amazing. I've taken it ever since. I'm 8 years in here. And there's many more things. Like there's sauerkraut, which I do have every single day. I have a fork. That's all you need. Just a little forkful before every meal. Then you can do kefir. You can do water kefir. You can do coconut water or coconut milk kefir. There's miso. Have you heard of miso soup? There's miso paste. There's all these beautiful fermented foods that can change your life. Now, here's the really important thing. Whenever you are changing the population of these bacteria in your gut, because a lot's going to go on, your tummy can have the potential to really flattening out here and just a clarity of the head. But what's going to happen is you're going to have die-off. And I'm not saying this is scary. I'm saying this to warn you. When you have a war and there's bodies, you've got to clear those bodies out. So the bad bacteria have to be removed. How do we remove them? I mentioned a scrubby brush earlier. That's the fiber. We want to consume the fiber to go and collect and scrub out all those the things that we don't want in, as well as food that's been not digested. And then we need to hose it down. We have to drink water, clear, beautiful water, filtered water, hydrate those cells, take everything out. That's what you know. If you ever scrubbed your driveway, you got to hose it all off and get it all down there. It's just so important to have the water. It will change your life having fiber and water alone. The water that you choose to drink, I love doing this. I have a little count for myself. I found my size of my stomach just was like, I cannot drink 8 glasses of water. I can't consume that much. So I want to find the number that works for me. And this is what I believe when I'm working with anybody, and ask yourself these questions. What is right for you? When you get to that comfortable point, you can try to push it, or you can just say, you know what, I feel really great as I am. So for me, I learned, and I love that this really was helpful for me. When we sleep over, you know, during the course of the night while you're sleeping, you exhale, whether it's being breath or you sweat it out, or, you know, you're doing a lot when you're sleeping. You're really having some fantastic rejuvenation going on. And those are metabolic processes that take up water. You get dehydrated. So I call my first glass of water in the morning my hydration cup. I'm hydrated. I got that one cup in, and then I'll count my cups of water after. So if you're not a water drinker, couple things. People love to flavor their water. I love flavoring the water. I think it's a fun, easier way to do it. Very important of what you are flavoring your water with. And for a couple reasons, even the most amazing healthy thing, which is lemon or lime in your water, love, love, love that. It's super alkalizing for you. I absolutely think that's a beautiful thing. Plus there's vitamin C in when you're putting the lime and lemon in it, fresh, of course. And organic, if you can, it's even more, there's more vitamins. It's amazing for you. Here's the issue. If you are sipping and bathing your teeth in this fluid all day long, this is bad for the enamel of your teeth. Teeth are living organisms. They're not just this bone that's just hanging around in your mouth so that you can chomp on food. These actually have capillaries that go up into the, and whatever you are drinking is, you know, consuming and going through the capillary into your bloodstream. My most important thing is the enamel exists to protect them. If you're putting some kind of chemical or even just like acidic, it's even though lemon and lime are acidic on the outside, they actually turn into an ash, which is the alkaline ash on the inside. You are still bathing and, you know, you're damaging and removing a little bit of that enamel. I don't want anybody eating or drinking all day long at anything. Let your natural saliva just be the bath for those teeth. You can rinse and you get rid of anything, but really, it's very important to protect it. Like, your digestive system really starts in the mouth. This is head to toe. So love that you're going to do the water. Do it all day long, plain regular water when you can. Hot water. I love boiling the kettle and having some water. And teas are fantastic. Again, just really watching the chemistry inside your mouth. This is so important. Also, when you're looking at your mouth, you can tell if you are having too many sugars or carbohydrates because you get that white coating on the tongue. It's actually in Ayurveda. I love Ayurveda. This is a way of looking at food in the body system. They have all these different ways to kind of look at yourself. Look at your eyes, your eyeballs. Are they bloodshot? Do they have the yellow? Your liver functioning well? Just kind of have a look at yourself. Look at the color of your skin. Look at, is there acne? Are there little spots, hyperpigmentation? Look at the mouth is my favorite, actually. Anytime I meet anybody, I try not to do this because even if I'm just meeting them on the street, I try not to like be staring at their mouth, but I can't help it. I always kind of get that sense of how they're feeling by their oral health. But so moving on, I don't want to miss out on our protein here because protein is the next one I want to talk about. I hope I didn't exhaust the gut and talking about the gut, but I just love the gut so much. The protein's really fun to talk about. Most people will think about meat when we're talking about protein, which are amazing building blocks. These are amino acids that do build not just muscles, but your skin. It builds like everything. It's a building block. It's amazing for everything that you exist from. It's your parts. The quality of the protein is so, so very important. And I am going to bring this up. I'm going to say it. I'm so hardcore on this. If you are using a microwave, you need to throw it out. I said it. There it is. I remember I have a fun story about the microwave, and I'll tell you why. First of all, when you microwave meat, and when I say people might say, oh, I don't cook my meat in the microwave, do you reheat it? Are you putting it in there to warm it up? When you use a microwave, these proteins, this meat, let's say, has little protein bonds. And when you heat them at that high speed in that way, the molecules actually become so tightly woven together that your body cannot access it. So you're putting this time and money and effort into eating something, and it's doing your body no good whatsoever. There's no access to it. It's very limited. And if you're already starting with a quality of meat, perhaps, that your body cannot get to, or if you're already limited on minerals that will help you get to it, or you have low or high acid in your stomach, then this is also going to be a problem. So I'm being really hardcore on this microwave. But the way we cook our meats is so important, and how we marinate it and break it down. Everybody knows, you know, they've heard, oh, marinate, I know what that is. It's when you marinate it and you put this and you soak it. And what we're doing is actually, say we're doing some kind of a marinade and there's like a vinegar of sort in there, or a mustard, or so all these things help break the meat down for you. I love these things that we can do for foods to help actually, whether we're fermenting them or marinating them. And allows actually to break down those amino acids. That's what protein breaks down into, so that we can get to those amino acids. And then our body in turn uses them and builds this beautiful, healthy, strong body. So the way you're cooking, the way you're preparing, the way you're doing all this is so important. And how much you're eating. The China study is a very interesting, if anybody gets a chance, it's called Forks Over Knives, which is a documentary. We can read the book, The China Study. Everybody's got to read, whatever you read, whatever you're taking, what you're learning, if you feel compelled to try it, to do it, to follow it, to rebel against it, you don't even like it. You know what? Really explore what's working for you, what's not. I myself do continue to eat a little bit of meat in my diet, but I find that it really matters to me, you know, where my meat came from, how it was raised, how it was treated, all those beautiful things. And there's our commercial. We'll be right back.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Right, we're back, and I had a moment to gather my thoughts there over the commercial break, because I know this was the last segment, and it brought me back to a fond memory I have of listening to David Avocado Wolf. This is a few years ago, and I remember Lisa Dar from the Wear Show back then, she would interview him. I always loved it, and he would just get on, and he would talk about a million things, and I myself was drawn to that. I loved it, and I loved that I was overwhelmed, because it just meant that there was still so much for me to learn, and there was so much out there. And sometimes even if he would repeat things that people knew, I knew, I loved hearing the man, because it was a good reminder. And so I'm hoping that I'm doing just that for the show for everybody. You know, I used to teach us literally those basics, that the carbohydrates, the fat, and the proteins, forever. This is what you teach. But we often forget. And I want to take this time to bring it up. There's no judgment and there's no harsh call on this. But if you were to look at your diet right now and find out, say, if you wrote out a menu, if you keep a diary of what you're eating, and you are literally eating the same foods over and over in a very non-variety, a very limited amount, and if it's just, I'm going to throw it out there, if it's just fast food, and if it's just a kind of a meat stuck in between two pieces of bread, or it's a sandwich or this or that, I encourage you to start, first of all, acknowledging that, you know what, probably not getting the nutrients. This is about the thing, the nutrients. And I have a statement, is that, now I can't remember the statement, oh my goodness, blossom into the energetic being that you are meant to be, because the nutrients exist in the foods you choose. I might say that a little backwards, but that is honestly the basis. If everybody is sitting there going, I wish I had more energy, what can I take to get more energy? I ask you, are you consuming the foods? Do you have herbs? Are you using fresh basil? Are you using ginger? Are you using so many. Oh my goodness, I can name anything. I love thyme. T-H-Y-M-E is probably one of my favorite herbs to use. But are you using these things that are actually going to really enhance your own body, your energy systems? Are you eating live food? And I know this sounds so basic, but if you're low on energy and you're not feeling so great, you might be eating dead food. And if you're eating cooked food all the time and the same foods all the time, and you're not getting rid of that food through the fiber in your body, you're doing a disservice to yourself of your energy systems that you're basically throwing a big old wet towel over, and you're not letting that fire burn. Hey, that actually worked. I didn't mean for that. You know, you that fire is in you to burn. We are so capable of doing such a quick turnaround. In 1 year, every cell in your body will have been renewed. This is your opportunity to say, you know what? I'm going to be alive in a year. Let's take this year and change and make whatever difference so that you can be so happy, healthy, and energized and do all the things that you want to do. It can be so overwhelming when you think, oh, I got to go on a diet. I mean, it's so punishment almost. And I don't want you to look at your food like it's punishment. I want you to look at your food very, not like I lived at. It was such an inconvenience. I want you to enjoy this food and make it simple for you. And if it just means a little tweaking and a little bit of a change or a little bit of awareness and these little steps, they're so easy. Start with fermented food and start with fiber and water. Those are my top three things I would like to share with everybody to start. And because I don't want to run out of time, I do want to share some of the questions of the why should I. But I don't want to feel like I've left protein just off there in the out there in the lost woods. Protein, as I said, there's a lot of people doing the ketogenic diet, which, as you've heard, that somebody needs to go into ketosis. This is a fabulous thing that you can start and try. It's not something I would recommend doing forever. And once you do it, if you don't feel well, then make sure that you find why you don't feel well, what's going on, how can you support your system. Do not try to ever, ever grin and bear something. Find out what is the issue, why don't you feel well. Maybe you're missing a certain nutrient. Maybe you're some part of a certain program or diet, the way you're eating isn't quite fulfilling you. I know I do this all the time. I always check in. I like to really meditate a lot and think, okay, body, let's have a good conversation here. Let me connect with you. Is there something right now that I'm not feeling right with? Am I feeling ill, first of all? Or do I want to feel better in an area? What do I want to do? If I think about, hey, my hair is not growing and my nails aren't growing, what is it that I need? What is it that I can access? And then if you think about, say it was nails. You want your nails to grow. I'm taking the most tiniest thing here. But if you said that, you say, I need more calcium. I'll drink more milk. I'll eat more almonds. But I just was sharing with you earlier that maybe you're not accessing the very nutrient that you need or want by the way that you think it is. So always check out, look into the systems of how that food is being brought to you and how you're getting it. Because sometimes you may be doing everything perfect that you're really thinking, but you just need a little bit more education on how your body works with these things. So in this final few moments, I want to make sure I do go through a few things here. I'm gonna be reading some of my notes here. One of the biggest things was a lot of people will say, why should I include a maintenance program after a weight loss program? So a lot of people, everybody's done this. I'm going to go on a diet. Oh, I'm going to go on a diet. Oh, I want to do a diet challenge. We get into our groups and everything. The maintenance program, is almost your guarantee that you won't ever have to go on a diet again. And I love the maintenance. That's the fun part. It's the easy part. It's not the struggle and the big change. So what I want to share is it's not always losing the weight that's the difficult part. Keeping the weight off can be equally challenging, if not more. And why I say that is if you're not on a maintenance program that you're aware of and you're not checking in, like, am I doing more? Am I not doing as much? Like if you suddenly in the summer are all crazy active and going to the beach and playing sports, and then suddenly in winter you're just sitting in front of the fireplace watching some fabulous movies, then there's some changes that need to be made. So to ensure your success in maintaining the new you, prepare yourself for the stabilization period as well as a maintenance program ahead of time. Stabilization is that you've done your crazy diet, you've gone through the struggle and the stress or the fun, because now you're feeling great, you're feeling trim. But if you just, you can't just stay into diet mode and you can't just jump into maintenance. There's going to be like a tweaking time, and give yourself that time in between to find out, well, maybe I can have a little bit of this, or maybe I shouldn't have that. This will ease your mind of how your newfound body and improved lifestyle, as well as you can gently guide to a more calorie appropriate diet. This time will allow you to have the guidance and support you need while you overcome every holiday, event, challenge, and life stage that occurs. Any maintenance program should be a minimum of 6 months, like just to really get comfy, cozy with it. I love this question. People ask all the time, why should I take supplements if I'm eating a healthy diet? Even if you're eating a healthy diet, supplements should still be a part of your routine. Nothing crazy, though. I have to say this. If you've got that giant bathroom counter covered, or you're, you know, covered by your all your food, that's, it's too much. It's, your body doesn't work that way. But it says that we need to replace soluble and essential minerals and vitamins lost not only during the metabolic process, like of your own body doing stuff, but also from our depletion, and then while being active, working, enjoying life. So sadly, the soil from which our food is grown is deficient in nutrients. It's not like it was 10, 20, 50 years ago even, and this will in turn grow food, which was a little bit deficient as well. So there are some things, like I mentioned earlier, I always recommend a liquid vitamin D. It's just something I always do. Another thing is I want to bring up B vitamins, B as in Bob. B vitamins are for the brain, for stress, or for metabolism. I love making sure that sometimes I actually do keep them. A B on hand. I don't take it regularly. It's the one that makes your pee that beautiful, bright, fluorescent color. But the B vitamins are fantastic. If you're going through a period of a little bit extra stress and you just feel you need it, just take that. But don't take it too close to bedtime, because it can certainly give you a little energizing pump up. So also another thing is I mentioned earlier that, are you eating the same foods over and over? Consuming the same foods repeatedly, regardless if they're healthy or not, will deliver the exact same nutrients day in and day out, leaving many other nutrient requirements unmet. Funny thing, I eat cabbage. I love cabbage so much. I eat it every single day. And here's the trick that I do. Oh, goodness, we're going to end. I want to say, everybody, get your cabbage. Get each food that you buy from different places all over the place, because it's going to have different vitamins and bacteria in the soil. Thank you so much, everybody, for this wonderful, allowing me to share this with you. I welcome all your questions and comments. Anything I can help you with would be fabulous, fantastic. Leave them on the show's notes section. Okay, thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.